Welcome aboard. Welcome, my dear passengers. We're about to take off in the RM Show plane. This is your host, Roger Moon 2, a.k.a. DJ RM. We're taking off tonight with some Afropop music selection, but also with an amazing guest tonight. Her name is Anado. Anado is half Congolese, half French. She's a model in New York City. She's also a model and a singer and an actress. She lives in New York City. She's my guest tonight to tell us about her experience, her career, and her new song, Give Me Your Love. So stay tuned. We will also have our wonderful lady DJ, Aniki Strong. So fasten your seatbelt. Your host, Roger Muntu, said, let's go. All right, let's take off fast and use your bed because we're about to say.
I don't wanna give my life for you. All over the news. Only God, now you know the kind of thing I do, the kind of thing we do. When I thank God, I godly. Say God, no, ungodly. Oluwa, now you comforting me. When these people, they come body me. When I thank God, I godly. Say God, no, ungodly. Oluwa, now you comforting me. When these people, they come body me. It's why I die sometimes.
Up my money, no time for your shit. Money cool like, oh, I don't care for your hate. Me no fighting. Throwing down drums from bungalow for that day. I did my penthouse, you can't even reach me. Me no frightened. It is not your first time down. I'm not the one calm down. You know I'm not your problem. You can't be me, why bother? Don't have your time now. Only mummy bow down. Bambino Parabale, a boy a go larry mole. Okay, it's okay, let them see. Trouble no they pay me, injay on a daily. Okay, we go to okay. I just want to leave. Look. Your daddy. My grace, you define. I guess it times two. You the eye me. Let me remind you. No, they try me. But nobody make go my belly. Yeah. You got my attention. Now, what you gonna do? You the tension. But your legs are kung fu. But I cool it down. Cause me no fighting. It's not your fight, stand down. Not the one calm down. You know I'm not your problem. You can't be me, why bother? Don't have your time now. Only mummy bow down. To bambi no farabale. A boy a go larry mole. Okay. It's okay, let them see. Trouble no they pay me. Injay on a day. Okay.
I just want carry. Listen, don't go anywhere. Okay. Nikki Strong is about to tell us what's going on.
So what's going on with Nikki Strong? Lisa Marie Presley, singer, songwriter, and the only child of Elvis Presley, died at 54 years old. Also known as the first wife of Michael Jackson, Presley passed away at a California hospital after an episode of cardiac arrest. Condolences to her family, friends, and fans. Kendrick Lamar has been announced as the headliner for the Oceaga Festival this year, which happens August 4th through 6th in Canada. Billie Eilish is also included in the lineup. Cardi B teased that she will drop a new album this year. The news was revealed when her longtime A&R guy, Brooklyn Johnny, posted a clip of Cardi in the studio.
And that's what's going on with Nikki Strong.
Stay tuned every Wednesday and Friday at 9 p.m. UTC time with your pilot, Roger Moon, to listen to the RM Show, where you can respond to our question of the week, get some entertainment news, and enjoy some great music. It's all happening at VOA Africa. God bless. Peace, Africa.
I bought a castle in France. You listen to the RM Show, guys. Don't go anywhere, because we all have the wonderful lady DJ before the end of this show. But we'll also have my guest, Anado Kabika, who's my guest tonight. You don't want to miss this great interview. So fasten your seatbelt. Great music, great conversation, only in the RM Show.
Wish that I could change myself, but wish that I could change my heart. All I do is wait around and hate myself. Oh, I hate the way I need to be loved by you. I wish that I could change myself. I wish that I could change my heart. All I do is wait around and hate myself. Oh, I hate the way I need to be loved by you.
The only thing that you want me was chasing, the kind of loving that they couldn't play with. You know my loving is an everyday thing, baby. Even we in different places, texting the message and talking crazy. When I'm with you, I feel like it's a daydream. That's how I know that you would always be my baby.
All I do is wish that I could change myself, but wish that I could change my heart. All I do is wait around and hate myself, oh, I hate the way I need to be loved by you. I wish that I could change myself, I wish that I could change my heart. All I do is wait around and hate myself, oh, I hate the way I need to be loved by you.
Oh, so city, que rico, papi.
Oh, I'm so city.
Sugar daddy.
You're listening to the RM Show. We're about to listen to the newest song, newly released, I was about to say, Give Me Your Love, is by Anado. Don't go anywhere. It's right now.
Stay tuned every Wednesday and Friday at 9 p.m. UTC time with your pilot, Roger Moon, to listen to the RM Show, where you can respond to our question of the week, get some entertainment news, and enjoy some great music. It's all happening at VOA Africa. God bless. Peace out.
I give you everything.
give you everything. My love, why, I can't get back to you. Why, I can't get back to you. Why, I can't get back to you.
Anado, so good to have you here at BOA today. Thank you so much for coming to see us. Anado, you are a singer, but you are also a model. You live in New York City, and you're in Washington, D.C. today. What a pleasure to have you. How are you doing, Anado?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for invitation.
No, we love you. We just enjoy having you here. How you been doing so far? How's your, before we start, how's your modeling career going in New York City?
So it's going fine. I have been signed with the first agency, but everything went slow. When I came, so COVID-19 happening and everything went very slow. I didn't work a lot, but right now I got signed into another agency and things going well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can say that. I'm just excited and waiting for the next step.
Right. And I'm glad you're saying that, because that really affected so many people in the, showbiz and culture and whatever industry, you know, whether the singers, the actors and or models like you guys. It was a tough moment for you guys, right? Really tough that time. How did you live? How did you, you know, what did you do?
At that time, I was locked down to my home, doing nothing.
Yeah,
I couldn't find any job. Most of the job, that was some models who had the privilege to work because they already have a name.
Right.
So when you have a name, it's about who you know and who's going to call you.
Right.
As much as I'm the new person in United States, and specifically, they need to sell your face to different companies.
Right.
So I didn't work a lot. I stay at home and just eating, reading book, being in touch with my family.
Yeah.
And I have... had the support from my family back home. They were sending me money to help me how to survive.
To survive.
I could work.
Yeah.
I didn't do.
You didn't do anything. And let me remind everybody that you're originally from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and that's where you originally come from. And you came a few years ago, and you decided to stay here. You were, how do you call first Dauphine in English? How do you guys
first
say
it? Runner-up.
First runner-up, right? Mm-hmm. That's how you call it. You're first runner-up in the DRC. Mm-hmm. And do you have any dream of pursuing that at international level?
Of course. I would like to go to Miss Universe. Mm-hmm. But at a moment in 2016, because the rain was for a year from 2016 to 2017.
Right.
After that, the Miss went to Miss World. Mm-hmm. But I was supposed to go to Miss Universe. I don't know what happened yet. Mm-hmm. With the organization, the crew, everything, they didn't submit to Miss Universe. But I was still having that hope to go to Miss Universe. Probably next year, I will go to Miss Universe. And I just pushing my team to go and fight.
So and this is the government of your country, the DRC.
Yeah, they have to decide. As long as we don't have Miss Universe local in the country, so
right.
they need to assign somebody just to send the profile to Miss Universe. So the government has
is this
to
how,
do that.
That's how easy it is? I mean, the government has to request and then it's accepted,
or they
can reject it?
It's not about rejecting. It's just about submitting and follow all the rules and the requirements.
Okay.
Because every country has the right to send their miss to different country because it's a competition.
Yeah.
Between all the countries around the world, but it's not all of the country, but some of the country who are willing to send their models or miss to the country that they want to. But it's the government who has to be involved in that position, the situation. So it's very important. You are representing your country. Mm-hmm. You are the face, the image of the country. Mm-hmm. So basically, you are going to be talking about your country and representing all the females in the Congo, like in my country.
Right.
So they have to do that. They need to be involved and put everything that they can to support me. Without the support, I can't do anything. I can do by myself, but it will not be considered as much as it can be.
Wow, that's important to find out. But it's still your dream, as you say,
it's
and you're gonna
dream,
fight.
For I want to represent my country.
Mm-hmm. You feel confident?
Yeah, I feel confident. Yeah. Right now, I feel confident.
Yeah.
I have the confidence.
Yeah, you have the confidence. What do you mean right now? What do you mean right now?
So
you mean
I said right now, because in the past, I had some tremendous situation that happened to my life about my insecurities that I had when I was young in high school, because I bore with my physique. I'm so skinny until now, but the past it was very hard. People were laughing at my
so you were bullied and people making fun of you,
making fun of my body. You're so skinny. You don't have anything like flat.
How old are you
at this time? I'm 24.
At that time
I was like 16.
Yeah,
I was like 16. So
wow.
It began when I was like between 11 like going to a high school to the 16.
Right.
So from 16, now I realized that I need to assume the way I am and to have the self-esteem. So it took me almost, I can say, not like letters before the 11. I had still the same problem all the time. Mm-hmm. And even my face, I have like some dark spot. Mm. So you can see the circle in my eyes. And it was all the time. People all the time were laughing at me. They were calling me Batman.
Yeah, so I can see
they
you
were calling me.
Really,
Batman was affected me, and I couldn't say anything because I was like, I need to wear makeup all the time to just hide all the imperfections that I have, all the dark spots. And I have some button on my face. Mm-hmm. It's called syringoma. Mm-hmm. So syringoma is the disease. It's not really a disease, but it's just some button appear on your face, and it's natural.
It's natural,
And you're born with.
Right.
It's like kind of people who has like vitiligo.
Yes.
And it's almost like this one. So it may like cover my face, my eyes.
Right.
And people were making fun of it, but they didn't realize.
They didn't even understand.
They didn't understand
what it was.
That this is naturally born like that, and it cannot be changed or removed. Mm. So I need to accept the way I am, the assume the way I am.
Right.
But right now, I'm the different person. I grow. So I'm a whole girl, like woman now. I can do whatever I want.
Very good.
And nobody can come to this level just to move away, like everything that I have.
That's a good feeling. Yeah. That's a really good feeling. I'm glad you're mentioning that. I don't know if you've probably seen this, videos and photos of women who has a
vitiligo,
right?
Yeah.
Right? You see those pictures of women, they have that, and now they feel power.
Yeah.
You know, they have confidence. How do you feel about those women?
I feel good.
Yeah,
I feel good. Because the world before, they were projecting just different people.
Okay.
Like the different people, it was the perfect people.
Right.
And they never put some people who have some...
who are different than them.
Or maybe the people who had the medical conditions.
Yes.
They never pay attention about it. So they've been stiff on one thing, but right now is another reason that we are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's also about you as a person, as much you got all the pressure from the world, from the people who've been talking about you, who they don't like the way you are. It's also affecting you. And mentally, you are going deeper to some trauma and, you know, traumatized about it. And then you cannot accept anymore yourself, maybe killing yourself in your heart.
Inside, yeah.
Until you realize, no, I need to assume the way I am and just, you know, to praise God.
Right.
The way He created me.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
exactly.
I love it. The industry now changed things.
So you like it the way it is now?
Yeah. Everybody has, not only the vitiligo people.
Yeah.
Everybody. Like
everybody.
Medical condition,
yeah.
Like your body assuming the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important.
Important.
Just keep it up like that.
Right. I think that's great that the world is doing that now. I even see the overweight.
Even more thing.
Yeah.
They never use, like, I can see
yes, I would say the big, overweight
movement.
Yeah.
The never.
Yeah. They call it plus large size, whatever they call it now. But
I think it was also about a reason. The reason I don't really know.
That's what I was
about. But it's about I had somebody who told me explain the reason why. Cause if another sized zero, it means all the girls who are required or they have the same size, it's much better because the same designer can go to Congo, can go to France, anywhere, as much as all the models who size zero, you don't have to worry about anything. So the tissues and everything, so everybody has the same size. So it's much better for the designer to present the clothes everywhere. But if we are going now to different sizes,
so it becomes harder for them.
Harder, and it becomes also customizable.
Yes.
You need to customize each person who size large, who has maybe big hips, or maybe
which is different.
You need to go to, you know, cutting.
Right.
So you need to have all the measurement, unique measurement.
Right.
That's why it doesn't make things easy.
Right.
But right now, I think for the big brands, they have all the assets. That's why they are using, because they are able to just get your measurement and they go, they sew and everything.
Things are done fast. Now that's a good thing that you're saying that, because we never understood why.
Yeah.
See, you learn
maybe
every day.
Maybe to have only, one picture of everything.
Of everything.
So everything. It also about scandal.
Yeah. Yes.
Avoid skin.
Exit, avoid
don't
skin
forget,
well.
Like, if you have like this, you have all the shape like
all
that.
The shapes.
Every time when you go, you walk, the attention goes to the person instead of the clothes.
Okay.
So they are talking about two things at the same time. They're talking about you as a person.
As a person.
And they're talking about the clothes.
The clothes.
But if the focus, all the focus
is on the body.
But also the personality of the person, because the models, most of them, they are celebrities and supermodels, but they were still talking about, oh, I love this clothes to this model or like, you know, something like
that. Okay. Wow, you learn something every day. Wow, learn something every day. So that's great. So now, I'm glad that your self-esteem got back to where it is after all this year. You're at a good place right now. Things are going great. After COVID, things are progressing good where it is right now, to the point where you decided to get back in music, which you had stopped after a while. You're getting back in music. Why did you decide? I mean, Don't you already have enough in your plates modeling that you decided to come back to music?
Not really. But I feel this year is one of my favorite years.
Why?
Because since the beginning, yeah, I saw some achievement. And I can say the beginning when I came in America, I had to adjust some situation about like my language. This is a different language. I have to learn English. I need to understand and to learn the culture, the system, how everything works. So it takes a little bit of while.
Yeah, the integration
for you,
the integration
and to be into the situation. And I had to stop music to be focused on my modeling career because I didn't have people to work with my, for my music. Mm-hmm. So right now is the time because I almost have everything. I can barely speak. And
what do you mean barely speak? You speak good. Come on, man. Stop it. What do you mean barely speak? You're an American now.
I understand. So it's more comfy for me to go to that direction. Mm-hmm. And also my modeling career is going well. I have an agency. We work together. So it's the time I paused a little bit to be focused on one thing. And I think it's the moment after finishing everything that I was doing at the side. So it's the moment for me to show the world. So why not? And since the beginning of this year, it is promising me
That's a lot of
hope. Yeah, I'm going to. It's going to be great.
That's great.
That's why I decided to come back. I went to the studio since 2022. Mm. I didn't have the feeling to launch my song. No, I didn't have it. And I was still waiting for all the commercial, how to promote my music as much I am working.
So the song was already done, recorded?
Everything. So it's the album has been recorded.
Okay.
But the last time we decided just to release a single because the album is the album. It's not the songs. Mm-hmm. You need to be known before to release your album.
Yeah.
Stand up.
So the album is done.
The album is done.
How many songs?
I have 12.
Wow, that's great.
I have 12.
Yeah.
And
so this time you're just releasing Give
Me
Your Love.
One,
just
I didn't want instead of releasing an album.
Yeah.
I prefer now a single. So the single, I'm starting with the single. Mm. After all these years, some people may forget me.
Right.
And just the coming back so people can come back to see like her artist and Africa because she's back. So we're going to.
Right. Great. In a second. Sorry. That's my stupid phone. Okay. So, one, two. All right. So, now, January 20th, we have the single. Any idea when we're going to have the album?
Not yet.
No idea when we're going to have
Depending to how my music is going to be dragged and fly around the world.
Right.
I want to be one of the success model and singer among all the celebrities and all the best artists in the world. So right now the album I don't know yet.
I don't have an idea yet. Yeah.
But depending to how my music will flow, will fly.
Yeah.
And how people they're gonna use it.
Right.
And then the decision will come from that.
Mm-hmm. The decision will come from that. Now the first song that you're having right now, this is what style would you say? Is it R&B?
It's Afropop.
So, is Afropop pretty much the idea of the whole album, or are you doing different things in?
Doing different things. I have my piano. I have one song with Ubumba. It's originally from my country. I have what we call Seben. Seben is kind of music. The vibe is more
any
dancing.
Rumba in there too?
Not really a rumba artist.
That's just what I asked.
It's not really like a rumba, but I can say
it's
rumba urban. It's a rumba urban, but most likely it's Afrobeat, Afropop. I'm like working on kind of flow like right. that. Because I live here, you know, it's not because living here in America and I have to forget my roots or even my culture, my origin.
Your origins, yeah.
But it's just about like basically